Dear brothers and sisters, tomorrow marks the beginning of the Easter Triduum, the 3 days in which the Church commemorates the mystery of the Lord's Passion, death, and Resurrection. The liturgies of these days invite us to ponder the loving abundance of Christ, who, having become like us in all things but sin, resisted temptation and freely surrendered himself to the Father's will. Tomorrow, at the Christmas Mass, priests renew their ordination promises. The sacred oils are blessed, and we celebrate the grace of the crucified and risen Lord, which comes to us through the Church's sacramental life. On the evening of Holy Thursday, the Mass of the Lord's Supper begins the actual Triduum and recalls the institution of the sacraments of the Eucharist and Holy Orders. The Liturgy of Good Friday invites us to share in Christ's sufferings through penance and fasting, and to receive the gift of God's love flowing from the Lord's pierced heart. The Easter Vigil joyfully proclaims Christ's resurrection from the dead and the new life received in baptism. By our prayers and our sharing in these liturgies, let us resolve to imitate Christ's loving obedience to the Father's saving plan, which is the source of authentic freedom and the path of eternal life. I offer cordial welcome to all English-speaking pilgrims and visitors present to this audience, especially the groups from England, the Netherlands, the Philippines, Canada, and the United States. To you and your families, I offer prayerful good wishes for a spiritual, fruitful celebration of Holy Week and Happy Easter. Sit nomen Domini benedictum. Adiutorium nostrum in nomine Domini. Benedicat vos omnipotens Deus, Pater et Filius et Spiritus Sanctus. Amen.